We're talking with Trey Dubert, a 2015 St. John's Beloit graduate. Trey, what's going on this summer for you and your family?
Not much, just staying busy, running basketball camps and things like that with school, and then trying to get back to help the family on the farm when I can and just hang out and spend some extra quality family time.
Well, Trey, you're coaching at a 5A school down in Oklahoma, and ironically, you're going to come back tomorrow night for the sprint races here in Beloit. I don't know a lot about it. I know a young man lost his life, and they have a memorial race, a great cause, and it's pretty big-time races. You're kind of involved through marriage with your brother-in-law, who's won here before, and going to make the one-day trip up here to watch the sprint cars and World of Outlaws tomorrow night. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. So my brother-in-law, his name's Dason Persley. He actually won the Chad McDaniel last year. So he's been racing in this race the last handful of years that I can remember, and he's kind of grown up through the dirt track racing world, and he's kind of keep climbing the ladder, and he's not following this USAC series that's coming into town tomorrow as much as he did in the past, because he's moved up to basically professional on dirt, which is called the World of Outlaws and High Limit Racing Series, but he's able to sneak this one in. So we're going to come up and watch him and support him at the hometown.
Yep, I understand it's great racing. It'll be tomorrow night at the Beloit Fairgrounds, and should be a world-class car races tomorrow night in Mitchell County. Well, Trey, you're going to have give back to the community next week, especially your school, having a couple-day basketball camp at St. John's High School here in Beloit. Tell us a little bit about your basketball camp next week here in your hometown of Beloit.
Yep. So the name of the basketball camp's called Own Your Game, just talking about taking ownership and what it is that you do, and whether that's going to be basketball, which is going to be our focus, but just kind of helping give back to the youth of taking ownership of whatever area it is that they find interest and want to pursue their passions in. But I will be hosting that for the second year in a row this coming week, Monday through Wednesday. I've got this year, it's opened up from third grade all the way to seniors in high school, depending on the division they're spread out throughout the day. But I'm excited to do that and kind of share some of my passion for the game with the next generation of kids.
If somebody out there listening today wants to get involved next week and learn some basketball from you, how do they go about registering and getting involved?
So I've got a flyer. It's been shared around on Facebook. The easiest way to probably do it is just look up my Facebook page, Trey Duber. I shared a link to it, and they can follow the next steps in order to do that as well.
Well, Trey, you're living down in Oklahoma and coaching and teaching in a 5A school. You were the head coach of girls basketball, and you're telling me that you went into the playoffs, had a heck of a year. First of all, tell us about the girls basketball team you coached last year, and then you got yourself involved in boys and girls tennis down there.
Yep. So actually, I'm not the head coach yet. I'm still just an assistant, but this girls basketball position was a new opportunity with me. I went with a fellow colleague who'd left from the school I was at previous, where I was coaching boys, and we kind of took over this girls program and trying to get a build up and make it a powerhouse, so to say, in the future. But we felt like we've got kind of the framework built or starting to be established last year. We were lucky enough, we kind of had an up and down year, but we got the girls to buy in, and we ended up making the longest run in the last 7-8 years or that we could find of recent history. So it was pretty cool and pretty fun to be able to get kind of the foundation built on the program that we're trying to establish. And I think there's a lot of momentum and a lot of excitement moving forward for our program.
Well, Trey, you also coach tennis, one of the unknowns, in, especially in our area. Obviously, Beloit High and Minneapolis and a few of the 3A, 4A schools and above have tennis. But tell us something about tennis that you didn't know, that we didn't know, that you can share with us about coaching tennis.
Well, very, very unique sport. I wouldn't say it was something true that I grew up knowing as well, but I'd say I learned a lot last season, had a lot of fun being around the kids. I'd say the biggest piece of information that I learned was it is a grueling sport. It is a long day, high endurance, high competition for those kids that are competing in it. Play 3-4 matches in a day. We had, I think, our regional tournament, we had a couple kids that were playing, I did the math, of close to 8 hours of on match tennis that day. So it's not for the weak.
Well, Trey Dubert, you were home a couple of days helping Dave Dubert finish up harvest. The wheat harvest was above average here. Everybody was real happy and a little bit surprised. Just tell us a little bit about coming back and helping your family on the family farm bring in the wheat this year.
Yeah, I love getting back, being able to help my dad and my family whenever I can. It's always a joy. It's always been a passion of mine ever since I was a little kid, just growing up and helping on the farm, and now to be able to play a little bit bigger role of doing some more of the work and things like that, and just being able to be around and spend some quality time with my family, I always enjoy it.
Well, Trey, Chad McDaniel Memorial races tomorrow night at or today on Wednesday and at Mitchell County Fairgrounds. So what number is your brother-in-law, and how do you expect him to finish tonight?
To be honest, I couldn't tell you what number he's racing with this race, because he races with a couple different teams depending on what the circuit is, so his number kind of changes. So I couldn't honestly tell you what number he's racing tomorrow, but his name is Dason Persley. He'll be running fast. He'll be doing whatever he can to get out there, and he's a heck of a racer, so I'm excited to come back and watch him.
Well, Trey, always an honor, a pleasure to talk to you. Can't wait to meet you in person, shake your hand next week at your basketball camp, and then hope to see you at the annual three-man the end of the month of the Beloit Country Club.
Oh, yeah, we'll see you there. It'll be fun.